A DECAM search for explosive optical transients associated with ice cube neutrinos, by R. Morgan et al. In this work, we investigate the likelihood of association between real-time, TeV-PeV energy neutrino alerts from ice cube and optical counterparts in the form of core collapse supernovae, CCSNE. The optical follow-up of ice cube alerts requires two main instrumental capabilities. 1. Deep imaging, since 73% of neutrinos would come from CCSNE at redshifts Z greater than 0.3, and, 2. A large field of view, FOV, since typical ice cube muon neutrino pointing accuracy is on the order of approximately 1 deg. With Blanco, DECAM, GRI to 24th magnitude and 2.2 deg diameter FOV, we performed a triggered optical follow-up observation of two ice cube alerts, IC170922A and IC171106A on approximately 6 nights during the approximately 3 weeks following each alert. For the IC170922A, IC171106A, follow-up observations, we expect that 12.1%, 9.5% of coincident CCSNE at Z is less than or equal to 0.3 at detectable, and that on average, 0.23, 0.07, unassociated SNE in the neutrino 90% containment regions also pass our selection criteria. We find two candidate CCSNE that are temporally coincident with the neutrino alerts in the FOV, but none in the 90% containment regions, which is statistically consistent with expected rates of background CCSNE for these observations. If CCSNE are the dominant source of TeV-PeV neutrinos, we would expect an excess of coincident CCSNE to be detectable at the 3 sigma confidence level using DECAM observations similar to those of this work for approximately 60, approximately 200, neutrino alerts with, without, redshift information for all candidates. This was a DECAM search for explosive optical transients associated with ice cube neutrinos, by R. Morgan et al.